This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. A super PAC supporting Republican Eric Odland in the 7th Congressional District may have accepted an illegal donation, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The group, called For Colorado's Future, accepted $25,000 from Colorado Springs-based Pericle Communications. Pericle is a contractor for a federal agency, and those companies are banned from spending on federal elections, according to campaign finance attorney Sourav Ghosh.
If it's a company that has a federal contract and it's making a contribution, that's black and white.
The super PAC also reported spending more money than it's taken in, leaving in question where it got hundreds of thousands of dollars, Ghosh says. But he added that this money is a drop in the bucket next to the anonymous funding that can legally flow into elections through dark money groups. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The National Park Service says it'll double the size for the historic site of the Sand Creek Massacre. Native American tribal leaders are calling the expansion a healing step for the ancestors of victims. William Walks Along is a member of the Northern Arapaho tribe.
Now I see it as a peaceful place again, a place that needs to be preserved forever.
The expanded historic site east of Eads in southeastern Colorado is now open to the public. Broomfield-based Ball Aerospace has won a $176 million contract to build space vehicles for the U.S. Space Force. The contract includes development and building of 10 such spacecraft. The program operates under the U.S. Department of Defense and promotes national security. The vehicles are set to fly starting in 2024. COVID-19 hospitalizations are rising for the second straight week after months of decline. The past 2 years saw COVID surges in the fall. Doctors warn the same could happen this year. Residents older than 12 are now able to get the latest booster along with their flu shots. This is CPR News.